www.thebeatmaker.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. What's shaking across the land in every nook and cranny? Olympics! People are watching Olympics, but hopefully when you tune in, you don't tune in too early. Because you know what the deal is, and I don't get this with NBC, but nothing is more infuriating than thinking, oh, wow, all this hype over Michael Phelps in the pool and the Olympic gymnast. And, you know, now I'm kind of into it. I'm a football person, but I'm go Team USA. I'm going to watch. So you sit down to watch, and before they go to the replay, because it's a replay of the event, they tell you what happened. I'm starting to realize that they tell you what happened. So Michael Phelps won his 19th gold medal. Coming up, the men's relay and his amazing performance, or whatever it is. But talk about spoiler. Why even air it when we know? I have to assume that eventually enough people will not be happy about this. Or maybe it's just me, I don't know. Then maybe the actual ratings aren't going to be as great as I thought they were going to be. The opening ceremonies were huge. Millions of people tuned in to watch those. But how many times can you go sit there, get ready to watch, and then realize that, they've already told me what's happening? Forget about it. I don't want to watch something that I miss. It's like somebody tells you the score of a game, which I hate. If it's some big game and you want to watch it, like let's say it's Game 7 of the World Series, and Matt Johnson, our Cracker Jack technical man, tells me what happened before I get a chance to see it, forget it. I don't want to watch it. Unless I ask, hey, what happened, and I'm not going to watch it, I don't want to go back and look at the past of what I already know the end result is. It's not exciting. So that's the idea. You tune into the Olympics to see what happens in the pool. And if you tuned in to the Olympics, you would have seen Phelps win his 19th medal in the relay, but you would have seen him in the 200 fly somehow screw up when he had the edge. Now, this is a case where, for example, Matt told me that that's what happened because he knew I was on a plane, and I wanted to know, but looking at the replay of it, wow, what was he thinking when he had a little bit of an edge? I guess he thought he had it in the bag. I don't know. I don't know what his explanation for that would be, because he could have won that, so that doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, how do you crucify a cat that has 19 medals? Is the most decorated Olympian now. I mean, that is incredible. The most decorated Olympian. You cannot take that more than many countries have won. 19 medals more than any countries. I mean, that's how big it is. Ooh. So I'm trying to avoid the spoilers, and I'm trying to figure out how many medals America's going to win. 23 so far for the USA, 23 for China, tied for the lead at this point, early going. I mean, we're not even through a whole week at the Olympics yet at this point. So let's see when we're almost through how close we are to some of our guesses, which many of you said they were going to win 100 or 104 or 105. I know what I said. I said 108. Let's move to politics of a different sort, not the politics of spoiling the games by a television network, but the politics of spending my money and your money. This is infuriating. Tell me if you're sick of hearing these three letters strung together. That would be GSA. All right, we've already had the laugh and the giggles over the big Las Vegas conference, and Jeff Neely, who was living it up on our dime and hot tubs and everything else, and all the money they dumped on to that questionable conference. Now apparently there are 77 other conferences that were all about partying down, baby. 3,700 employees got bonuses at least $1,000 at the conference. It cost you and me $3.6 million. $3.6 million. You know, this GSA got together some of the folks who were in the inner circle, and when they went to one of their conferences at Crystal City, they had a drumming session because they thought it would be team building. How much does it cost for hours drumming? That's team building? I'm sorry. And plus, you can't bring drums. Let's have a bring the drums to work day and sit around in a circle and drum. I could have saved them some money. Crystal City, Virginia is where that happened. Like I said, you didn't have to leave the office for that one. So John Micah, who's the chairman of the House Transportation Committee, is saying that, okay, we're going to have these new rounds of hearings on Wednesday on these lavish conferences. They tried to do everything they could to cover up the October Las Vegas fiasco. Now let's find out what else is going on, and let's drag everyone in to be questioned about the lack of accountability. That's my question. How come there was no accountability, no oversight over the GSA? Now, and I like this. Under the new GSA leadership, events like this and of this type are not being tolerated. As of April 2012, all spending for events, including training conferences, leadership events, team building exercises, award ceremonies, were suspended. Really? After you've spent how much of our money? Give me a break. Oh, that's right. Doing typically what our government does. I hate to be so cynical, but reacting afterwards instead of getting in front of this scandal in the first place. Nobody cared. Everybody turned a blind eye. I love this. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, they're going to go on a field trip. Where are they going? Miami. Why? They're going to look at a vacant federal courthouse. Why? Because the GSA, in case you didn't know, and you said, well, what's the GSA in charge of anyway, besides drumming? They have, at this point, left 14,000 vacant or underused properties just sitting there. Part of the job in the GSA is to manage the properties, and when they can, sell them, get rid of them. Make some money for us. Let's put it into the pot. Instead, they've abused our money to the tune of billions, and they've squandered opportunities. Can we shut the GSA down? Is that possible? Bye-bye, General Service Administration. It needs a serious facelift. And usually, the name of the game is renaming, because it conjures up some ugly images. So perhaps the GSA can be reinvented. How about that? Because right now it leaves too much of a sour taste in most people's mouths. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, how about public speaking with a prize attached to it? Kim Yancey, a chat with Kim Yancey, who holds one of the biggest conferences in America. Why should you care? Oh, you're going to like what he has to say. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Kate Delaney hanging with you, shaking and baking across this great nation. Speaking of shaking and baking, ooh, Wednesday is Chick-fil-A Day. Mike Huckabee, talk show host, former governor from Arkansas, started it. It was easy to jump on this one because controversy abounds over the chicken. And it's not about the chicken versus the beef. Instead, it's about the owner of the chickens, the franchises, Dan Caffey, who said various things about same-sex marriage, not agreeing with it, and saying that's part of the problem with what's going on in this country, has created a firestorm. Everybody is weighing in on Caffey's comments, mostly politicians, mayors, and cities across this great country, like in Philadelphia, Michael Nutter or Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, talking about boycotting the chicken and how it won't be tolerated in this country. So Huckabee is saying, hey, he is a Christian. He's standing behind his beliefs, and you should go and buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich. So far, 500,000 people have pledged to go and get Chick-fil-A among the normal people who would go there anyway. The people who benefit from the controversy are the independent owner-operators that own a Chick-fil-A franchise in whatever city. You would think the cities that spoke out against Chick-fil-A, they would get the most traffic, like Chicago or Philly or some of the others. New York Bloomberg, as much as he is weighing in on breastfeeding and the bottle and no big gulps and no more salt and no more cakes and no more fun in New York City, he hasn't weighed in at all on the whole Chick-fil-A thing. It's kind of surprising. Maybe he's he realizes, ooh, this is getting old. I can't weigh in on this one. I'm going to have to wait. Let's wait and see what happens. If somebody asks me, then I'll say what I think, but I'm going to try to keep it low for now because I'm all over the radar with so many other things. I think this is frightening that 670 million people in India are in the dark. People in the dark for a few minutes is one thing. In the dark for a day, 2 days, 3 days, forget about it. That's just too long. I mean, this has got to be one of the worst power outages that I've heard of. Miners have been trapped. Train travelers have been stuck. Hospitals went into darkness. The grid collapsed for the second time in 2 days. And it went from Assamus near China to the Himalayas and the northwestern desert areas. It covered states where half of India's 1.2 billion people live and has to have embarrassed this government, which they can't build up enough power capacity to meet the incredible demand. The prime minister is vowing to install a fast-track power and infrastructure, easy for me to say, project, but nothing's happening now at this point. In New Delhi, forget it. You have to get in a tuk-tuk and pray that they have a good sense of direction. It's so crowded. And trying to, I mean, what are people doing? And the 200 miners that were stranded in deep in the shafts in the in the mining town, that's awful. So they're pretty deep, 3,000 feet deep, and the train station in Kolkata swapped traffic, jamming the streets. Government offices closed early. 5 million people live there. It's the amount of people and the space, and think of the big areas, just how deadly that would be. And that is awful. I mean, it's awful. I don't know. 1 day, 1 hour, 2 days, 3 days, yeah, would be very worrisome. Because how are they going to get it up and going? People are pulling on the grid. They're pulling on the grid. And I don't know how they're going to shake them loose. That they're just going to have to hit them with a whole bunch of public service ads that they hope will be watched. But I'm not so sure about that. Speaking of watching, I guess they missed the Olympics, too. They would have had to most likely miss the Olympics. Barack Obama is not shy about voting for himself or ponying up for himself. He donated $5,000 to his own election campaign. It's weird. You don't hear that very often. Spokesperson Jennifer Psaki said that this happened on Tuesday. He's done what his campaign has asked millions of people to do, so that's kind of the angle here. I'm donating. How about you? And, you know, given what's going on now, I won't have enough to surmount the unprecedented fundraising we've seen on the other side, both from our opponent's campaign and the outside groups, the special interest groups. So I need more money. I need more money. Mitt Romney's wife, Ann, together donated $150,000 to the former private equity executive's campaign and the Republican National Committee in May. The Obama campaign low-dollar message that you heard that I said relies on Priorities USA, a super PAC that has raised millions to benefit the campaign, scores of big dollar fundraisers, and one off event that may have netted millions for the Democratic incumbent. See, it's all about size. How much money? Mitt Romney raised $106 million in June compared to Obama's $71 million in May. Romney and his Republican allies edged Obama for the first time, raising more than $76.8 million compared to Obama, and Wyders, Democrats, more than $60 million. Overall, Romney and Republican groups have raised at least $394.9 million, less than the $552.5 million that Obama and affiliated groups have collected. Wow, such big money to run. What's interesting is Obama saying that he needs money to run based on the other side and donates money to his campaign, but isn't the whole thing about, it shouldn't be about ads? But it is. It's about those ads. It's about the snippets that people watch for however many seconds, you know, 30-second television ad. And the television ads for Romney, we know what they're saying. Stimulus this, it didn't work. Jobs, where are they? And now you want 4 more years, while the ads by the Obama people are pretty much going after the Bain capital stuff. I don't think people are as worried about what's going on in Israel and whether or not we're necessarily helping them. Not because we don't want to help them, but because in this election, we're being selfish. Aren't we being selfish? And we should be. It's about us. What is the president going to do for us or not screw up for us? Or what are the strides the president will try to make in office? And I think that's what people are thirsting for. They want some reassurances. Hey, all these ugly headlines you're reading about all this money that's being spent, all this waste. Let's tell you what's really happening here, here, and here. We want some positive stuff, frankly, coming out of D.C. instead of Band-Aids and pushing decisions off. Give us some positive news, people. Something good. Something that the Congress was actually ahead of instead of going after the GSA after the fact. Oh, we weren't paying attention. There was no oversight. So for 12 years, there have been a lot of hot tub moments. Whew. All right, one final thing on the Olympics. I mentioned this, but I'm going to say it again because I got an email here from Jake in Austin who says, Kate, how many medals does the U.S. have? 23 overall, as does China. Kim Yancey coming up next.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, we so often are wowed by speakers. You know what I'm talking about. You go somewhere, and it could be a big event. You could be even at church, and somebody gets up, and they're talking about something that really gets you motivated. I've seen that look in people's eyes, and it's so cool. I'm very excited to introduce you to our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. I hope he knows that. We spared no expense. He's got one of those lattes, the invisible kind, in his hand. I'm sure. And he runs a super cool deal, the E-Women's Network. They're in Dallas, and they're actually having their international convention, but this is the really cool thing that they're doing. They're holding a contest to find North America's next greatest speaker. So think of it as like American Idol for speakers. I bet speakers are leaping over themselves to have a shot at that. Kim Yancey is the president of the E-Women's Network. Kim, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
I'm really excited, you know, and I'm thrilled to be here with you to share the news of what's going on with this incredible contest. I mean, honestly, none of us were prepared for the entries coming in and the excitement around what this has created for speakers. It's really, really incredible.
So you must have been sitting around somewhere kicking out ideas for what are we going to do for our convention, and then somebody came up with a brilliant idea of turning this into a contest, the whole speakers thing. How did that come about? What was the genesis for that?
Well, here's the thing. We had this concept a couple of years ago, but didn't move it anywhere. You know, the whole notion that, you know, American Idol was really appealing to that 20 to 30-year-old group, you know, and There was nothing for, you know, the everything from students who are doing speech class in high school to adults that are, you know, are senior citizens who really have a gift for words and a gift for communication. There was no way for them to express themselves. And so as we were thinking about the conference and thinking about the opening night, and we knew we needed something very special, something that was really going to have a certain kind of magic and excitement. And, you know, we just decided, you know what, why don't we, since we haven't moved this television show concept forward, why don't we do it live? Why don't we actually do North America's Next Greatest Speaker here at the beginning of our conference? And I tell you, in the 12 years we've been doing this, we've never had stronger attendance and more excitement around a topic than this. And it's you know, I'm going to tell you, we just did a survey of the top 10. Now, think about this. There are over 1,000 speaker submissions from all over the USA, Canada, Europe coming in. They all had to send in a video, and we told them we only want 90 seconds. So the first thing I want you to, you know, when someone hears that, you know, you're going to hear a speaker speak for 90 seconds, I got to tell you something. You knew, really, in 15 to 20 seconds if you even liked them. I mean, if ever there was a time when someone said, you know, you've only got a matter of seconds for someone to form an opinion of you, this was the best illustration you could ever imagine. In fact, I tell people now that are speakers, I've got so many tips for you when it comes to really hitting the mark, because we had to go through, you know, over 1,000 speakers to come up with our final 15. And then those final 15, you'll like this, we put on the Internet. Now here's what's different. We didn't allow it to be a thing where one person could go in and vote, you know, 1,500 times for somebody. So we actually made the audience become a registered judge. So they literally had to register, you know, their name, their email address, that kind of thing. And then, so when they registered, they were able to make one vote. So we got over 50,000 single votes from people all over the country to get down to the final 10.
Ooh.
Yeah, imagine that.
50,000.
And now, this is what's happening. So now, tomorrow, media and everything else is coming out here in Dallas, and now you've got 10 speakers. 10 speakers who are the finalists that each get 3 minutes each in front of an incredible judging panel. And the judges are going to judge them on their authenticity, the kind of, you know, the effectiveness of their content. We even tell the speakers, you know, you choose the content. We're not going to tell you what to talk about. But this is going to be your shot to really impact an audience and move an audience. And I've got to tell you, in 3 minutes, people are going to be mesmerized. And it's going to be a tough thing. And,
yes.
And let me just mention this one other thing to you about the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So the judges are Ken Cragen. You might remember, this is the guy who did We Are the World, the creator of We Are the World and Hands Across America, personal manager, former personal manager of Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, the Bee Gees. He's one of the judges. We've got Michelle Lemons. She is the founder of the global company International Speakers Bureau. She's one of the judges. We've got another woman who is a former chief diversity officer with Campbell Soup and MTV Networks. And the fourth judge is probably one of the best speakers I've ever seen in my life. Her name is Lisa Nichols. You know, so, I mean, people are ramped up. They really are amped
up.
Yeah,
down to 10, 50,000 vote on it. So, and I love that, the 90 seconds. Wow, that's crazy. That's like a thing called Pizza Coocha, where you just have to get a couple minutes and you got to just wow people immediately. So you have to get to the point quickly, right, Kim? That was the idea. Get to
you
the
really
point.
Do. You really
yeah.
do. And you know what? People don't. What I find is, we were never taught that in school. We were never schooled. You know, I don't know about you, you know, what your parents share with you, but I know my dad never sat down and said, listen, that first impression, I mean, sure, they talk about making sure you're dressed right and you speak right, and you, but I'm talking about when you open your mouth, you know, and you're doing what you do and you're so successful, so you know the power of, you know, making a point and getting to it pretty quickly.
Sure, sure, but it's very tough for people to do it. I call it end-arounds. People have end-arounds, and they're sometimes it's just like sales, and I'm sure people pitch you all the time, Kim, and they don't, they're going around you. They're coming around, and then finally they get to the point, but by then you're already off in a different direction. So this
right.
will be interesting to see these 10. Now, when they do their thing, what happens next? So somebody wins. Okay. What do they go on to?
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, so the crowd can no longer influence it from a judging standpoint. Only the judges. So the judges will give them, after each one speaks for 3 minutes, the judges will provide them with feedback, and then we'll move to the next, to the next. That night, now this is Thursday. Thursday night, three people will advance to the finals. The finals are 2 days later. Saturday in Dallas at our conference, we do the finals. And at the finals, the final three each have 6 minutes each. 6 minutes. Which is going to feel like an eternity to them. You know, like, oh my gosh, my time has been doubled. So they have 6 minutes each to really just kill the audience. And after that, the judges pick the finalists. And now listen, the winner gets $100,000 prize package right there on the spot.
Oh, $100,000. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
See, you know, somebody's going to be going crazy when that happens. Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. Tell us a little bit about the eWomen's Network, because it's grown so huge. It's been a decade, right? Or a little bit over a decade.
Yeah. This is our 12th year. You know what? My wife and I started this 12 years ago. We've been together over 30 years as a couple. And we were the classic couple. I was the entrepreneur. She was the corporate professional working for a major corporation. So she had the benefits. I didn't have to worry about the benefits. She had the benefits. And we were that couple that we thought we could never work together. But 12 years ago, when we moved to Dallas from Dayton, Ohio, is where we were originally from, she was struggling. She was struggling with networking. I was struggling with networking. What we discovered is we were horrible networkers. We just didn't have a network. And I looked at her, and technology and everything was changing, and I thought, surely you can go to Google or Yahoo, and if you wanted to find a female interior designer or a female plumber, or that someone had aggregated that content so you could find women business owners in these categories. Well, to my surprise, that isn't what would happen when you'd put in anything, female anything, in any search engine 12 years ago. You didn't get desirable stuff. So we decided that we were going to create an online community for women to connect with each other so that they could find each other. And it was really to solve my wife's dilemma. It was really to help her. And what we learned quickly is that no sooner did they connect online, they wanted to meet. And each year, all of a sudden, we had to create this technology so we could do events so that women could meet face-to-face. Because if we had this brand, eWomen Network, we didn't want it to get abused. So, and we didn't want people doing all kinds of different kinds of things with our name. So we decided, let's put together the technology to create the events. So listen to this. 12 years later, we do over 2,000 events a year. There's no women's organization in the country that does more events face-to-face with women than we do. We have the largest 4-day International Women's Business Conference in North America. We now have a Success Institute where women go and learn everything that traditionally men would learn in what we'd call the traditional good old boy network, mm-hmm. is now available for women. So instead of hearing a guy, now by the way, I'm the president of the company, so this is not like we're down on men. We actually have men who are members.
Right.
It's just that we celebrate the brilliance of women. That's our focus. We celebrate everything that helps women accelerate their success and to make the connection. So instead of having someone talk about negotiation and it be a man, we find a fantastic woman who can speak in a woman's voice and share it from a female perspective. So that's where we are. We're having the time of our life. You know, we give away a lot of money every year because we have the eWomen Network Foundation, where we go after and identify the small charities, the ones that are doing under a million, that are doing fantastic, you know, on the ground work, and we give them grants. And we've got several charities we're giving grants to this year and emerging leaders. So I have to tell you, for us, it is probably the most exhilarating, most fulfilling thing we've ever done in our life. And we're just having a blast.
Good for you. Keep on keeping on. Sounds interesting. And pay attention. Hook up with eWomen Network. Kim Yancey, president of eWomen Network. Have fun with the crew on Saturday. Should be a good one. We can't wait to see who the winner is. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Shark attack. And where was the shark sighted? That would be Cape Cod. You just heard that little snippet of the 911 call there. Take a listen to what the witnesses had to say about what was going on when the shark attacked.
They dragged him out, and we had to carry him up here, and they had to wrap it around his legs, and he was bleeding through the gauze. It was bad. Both of his legs looked really bad.
It was pretty deep. You could see muscle and bone. It was like it was his flesh was ripped.
With kids and boys that are pretty brave and like to go far out deep in the water, it's a little alarming, especially with the seals coming so close.
The extent of the injuries as characterized to us, you know, by the eyewitnesses on the scene, and also the species that occur in the area, the presence of seals in the area, all this add up to the white shark being the most likely candidate.
Wow. I mean, scary. A man had to go to the hospital after he was bitten by this shark. There have been a lot of shark sightings. The man is supposedly Christopher Myers. And he was transferred to a hospital in Boston, the condition unknown. Witnesses, as you just heard there, talked about what they thought they saw. He was body surfing with a companion in the waves off Boston Beach in one of the towns there. That's scary because I just did a whole lot of body surfing at the Jersey Shore. Of course, there weren't any shark sightings. One hammerhead, small one. But we're talking big shark. And what happened, it was had a very large dorsal fin, went up, came down, and marine experts are trying to determine whether the injuries for sure were caused by a shark. You heard the 911 call. He was pulled underwater, resurfaced, then made his way to shore. His leg bleeding below the knee, pretty deep. You could see muscle and a bone. That says shark to me. Nothing says shark like seeing muscle and a bone, like flesh has been ripped off. Are you kidding me? What do they need, a map? And plus, they've had these sightings in Cape Cod. The dorsal fin trailing behind a kayak, remember that? Who got away? And that was 15 miles from Boston Beach, so it makes you think, duh, there's a shark out there. It does remind you of the movie Jaws. Remember, they didn't want to clear the beaches, and the beaches were open for business, and it was about losing tourists and all that other stuff. There's a cool place called the International Shark Attack File at the University of Florida. It's actually a little room with a filing cabinet. You always see a couple of those dudes on Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. And they say there were 75 unprovoked shark attacks on humans in 2011. Guess what? 26 of them happened in North America. Here's what one marine biologist had to say.
The extent of the injuries as characterized to us, you know, by the eyewitnesses on the scene, and also the species that occur in the area, the presence of seals in the area, all this add up to the white shark being the most likely candidate.
Yep. So is it enter at your own risk in these waters off of Cape Cod? Is it one shark that's hanging around? It is pretty scary. I mean, they're powerful predators. And there may, I don't know, are there dozens of them in near approaches with humans and white sharks? I mean, how often is it that someone barely gets away? Who wants to be near a white shark, a great white shark? Nobody wants to be near them.
Were you listening to that 911 call closely?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to play it again?
I want to play it again. Because it sounds like the woman who is calling is talking to the guy who was attacked, and she is astoundingly calm. So listen to this again.
Okay.
It's all right. You're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. Shark attack.
Shark attack. Yeah, shark attack.
Well, she said, you're all right. You're going to be fine. And then, you know, it goes, yeah, shark attack. But the way the other witnesses described it, where they're pulling him out of the water and his leg is dangling, there's, you know, cuts going or bite marks going down so you can see the bone. I mean, that's keeping it together in crisis.
Oh, I'd be a wreck. Wouldn't you just pass out if that happened? You survive a shark attack. You're bleeding out, basically. It's like the surfers in Florida at Cocoa Beach. I've talked about this before, and I've been to Cocoa Beach, and I've seen the shots on Shark Week where people are swimming, and not too far behind them, you see schools of sharks swimming around, and you can see that from the air. But there's such good surfing there, the surfers will get often nipped on their heels by sharks, and they go back out again. How do you do that? I mean, it must be just a completely different culture. Anything near getting a shark attack or someone sees a shark fin by me, I don't know if I ever get in the water again. Maybe I'm a big sissy. I don't know. And why are the sharks coming closer? What's happening here that all of a sudden they're surfacing? Have they missed the boat? Were they normally migrating someplace else? Because the water is warmer of late in Cape Cod than it had been in the past. You know, sharks are interested in food. So from everything that I've read and all of the shark stuff I've absorbed from the Discovery Channel, I think they're not interested in humans, but they look at seals. And when you appear to be a seal on a board or you're paddling around, you are prey. So if you're out there kicking, really any human form, and body surfing would count for that, that's what they're seeing. But what's scary is how close in some of them are going. So be careful if you're out there in Cape Cod listening to us and you take your vacations there. They're obviously, that it was crazy. Like Matt said, the 911 call did seem pretty calm. I just don't think that I would have that poise, especially if I had just seen that. I might have called 911, but my voice might have been a little more, shall we say, anxious. A lot of people weighing in on the whole Chick-fil-A debate, and ultimately, does the chicken go down? If his beliefs, Kathy's beliefs, ultimately cost him a lot of franchises, I can tell you this, I doubt that he backs off. I know he will not back off of it. So what's interesting is the politicians jumping into this, and Highlight, who often makes awesome points, made a great one. He's saying freedom of speech and freedom of religion, shame on the politicians. The politicians for getting involved in this and condemning what? Christian thought in America is what he's saying. And, you know, you have the, it's true. Here's the thing, you might not agree with what he's saying, but so what? I mean, isn't that the thing in America? That's why they always say religion and politics, don't discuss it. And he was asked about gay marriage, and he gave his honest feelings. So he doesn't say, so he has a different take as to what the politicians in Philly or Chicago or wherever have. Who cares? I mean, that's what I say. Who cares? He has the right to act the way he's acting as somebody who, as I said, I think he does walk the walk, the Christian walk. You can tell that by the restaurants. It's pretty clear if you go into any of the Chick-fil-A restaurants. And like I said, never open on Sunday. Why? So people can go to church. Because he didn't think that people should work on Sunday. So, hey, tough tiddlywinks. If people don't want to, people don't like the idea of him expressing his opinions and it doesn't happen to jive with the politically correct, then you don't go to Chick-fil-A. But, man, he is there. They're ruthless. There are some ruthless attacks, and it's all the politicians. So, touche, Highlight. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
USA! USA! USA!
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.